Hello, hello. So this is this is just too funny. I am Josh Peck, of course, from Josh Peck Disclosure here on YouTube and also joshpeckdisclosure.com. I hope you are all doing well. This cracked me up. Before we get into the story for today, I am recording live. Well, you're seeing it as pre-recorded, but it's live for me right now, I guess. So, I am recording from LA. Los Angeles, because I was honored enough to have the History Channel fly me out to do an interview from my book with Tom Horn, Abaddon Ascending. I don't know how much I can really talk about it because I had to sign a thing, so that's all I'll say. But I will say they've been absolutely awesome. They've been great, really good people, and they're taking good care of me. So I'm really excited that they were interested in some of the stuff that I've done and wanted to do an interview with me for an upcoming project. So a big shout out to the History Channel. This was this was so funny to me, and I don't know that it should be. Well, you find humor where you can in this world. We live in a dark, scary place, so if you can find something funny, even when it probably shouldn't be, go ahead and laugh. So Marvel put out a new movie called Black Panther, and it looks awesome. I haven't seen it yet. I'm hoping to soon. There's a couple other movies that I want to go see first, but I do want to see this, and I'm really excited for it. I haven't even seen Thor Ragnarok yet. I love Marvel movies. I really love DC movies that have been coming out recently. I actually might like DC more than Marvel, but I don't know. It kind of goes back and forth. But anyway, so previews for this movie looks amazing. The last thing that I thought about, because it just doesn't matter, the last thing I thought about was the race of every actor in the movie, because it just looks like a really cool movie, you know? So there's been this, I guess, controversial thing going around where certain white people, not conservatives, but leftists, we'll say, certain white leftists feel uncomfortable about going and seeing this amazing looking movie, because I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I get the psychosis involved, I guess. Like if you really try to understand the crazy train, you can ride it for a little while and maybe see where they're coming from, but it doesn't make any kind of logical sense. So for example, here's something. Emily Lakdawala, I might not be pronouncing that right, but she is the senior editor and planetary evangelist. Is that a real title? Of the Planetary Society. Planetary evangelists. Do planets need evangelists? Have you met my Lord and Savior, Neptune or Pluto? Like that I don't get that at all. But anyway, so I guess that's her title. She's some sort of scientist or something. At least you would think, but the thing about scientists is they tend to be smart. So she tweeted out that this, oh, this cracked me up. She tweeted out, and here's a direct quote. "So I carefully did not buy Black Panther tickets for opening weekend because I did not want to be the white person, the white person sucking black joy out of the theater. What's the appropriate date for me to buy tickets? Is next weekend okay?" And this is actually kind of funny. Ben Shapiro tweeted back, "You must never go out in public again. That is the only way to ensure that others will not be offended by your presence." It's just great. But for one thing, there's some little like nuanced things within this tweet that are kind of telling on this weird mentality that's just obsessed with race. I didn't want to be the white person sucking black joy. Is there a difference between black joy and white joy? I don't think so. I think we're all human beings, and I think that we all experience joy. We might get it from different things, and we might feel it to varying degrees depending on the situation, but I think that we're all human and we probably all feel joy. I don't think there's black joy and white joy and Chinese joy and Mexican joy and Celtic joy. Like it just doesn't make any sense. So this kind of cracked me up because it's not okay. The last thing that came to my mind when I saw previews for this movie was, oh, there's a lot of black people in it. I didn't think that at all. I just saw the previews and I thought, wow, that's awesome. There's like spaceships and stuff. This looks really cool. I want to go see this really bad. I didn't even think about the racial stuff until it came up. And here's the thing. If you're not going to see a movie because a black person is in it, isn't that kind of like stepping back 50 years in American history? I mean, is that essentially a boycott? I looked up boycott on dictionary. There's a couple of definitions. The first definition was refusing to take sir, refusing a product or a surface or a service because of coercion or things like that, or some sort of bias. And then the second one was just refusal to participate in a service or buy a product. So according to the second one, at least, I mean, do we really now have white people boycotting a movie because there's black people in it? It's just so stupid. And if you don't buy tickets and if you don't go and see this movie, I mean, I'm trying to get in the head of a leftist who's obsessed with race, and I can't get there because I'm not. The way that I see it is that we're all Americans and we've all been born into a Western culture. I care more about culture than I do race, and I think that we would all benefit for that because culture is kind of what defines your values, how you grew up. There's a lot of that. Like American culture is different than, Asian culture. There's clear differences there. So I don't know why that's not the most important thing, but why this obsession with race? It boggles my mind. I don't get it. It's just the last thing that I think about with anybody is race because we have culture in common. I don't typically go and travel out of the country, but actually, to be honest, I never have. I've only been here in America and then like a couple of times in Canada, but I grew up in Michigan, so that doesn't really count. The race stuff is never, it's never really crossed my mind because we all share the same culture. Now, if I went to, Japan or something, then there would be a difference. And I, because I'm a visitor in their land, I would for a little while, while I'm there at least, adopt their culture. I would take my shoes off before I go into somebody's house or something, whatever their culture dictates, because it's respectful. But still, it's not a racial thing, it's a culture thing. So for for white people, which is odd that all of this stuff has come from white leftists. Maybe there's some out there, but I haven't seen any like Asians have any kind of problem with this, or Mexicans, or any other racial group. It's this whole white guilt thing, I think, is becoming a psychosis where you can't even go see a movie. And you know that, like, logically, if you go see a movie, you're supporting that movie, right? You're supporting those actors. I mean, higher ticket sales is good, should be, right? That should be common sense. Higher ticket sales are good, so go see the movie. See it a bunch of times. Why not? Again, I haven't seen it yet. It looks awesome. I really hope there's not. I hope that it's not inundated with a whole bunch of leftist PC political garbage, but I just want to go see a fun movie, and this looks like one of them. So I haven't had a chance to see it. You guys probably have. So part of it too is like I'm married and have three kids, so like I don't get to see movies anymore. But some of you guys might have. So I'm interested to know, what did you think of the movie? I haven't had a chance to watch it. It looks amazing. I really want to see it. And should race play any like part in decision making of what movies to see? Like, there's no way I'm just gonna go and I cannot imagine a scenario where my decision making for what movie I'm going to see is based on the race of the actors. Like that is just so insane to me. I don't get it. And really, it's the last thing that I think about. I don't who in the right mind, unless you're really trying to think this way, who's going to think this way? I mean, do any of you? I don't. All I care about is if the actor is good and if the storytelling is good and if I can get lost in the movie. You know, race never plays a factor in that. So anyway, I just thought that that was kind of funny because here's just supposed to be some kind of scientist or supposedly smart person and going on Twitter and asking when it's okay. To me, that's racist. To me, saying, you know, I'm white and I shouldn't go see this movie because you know, the black people in the theater will have a problem with it. How low is your view of black people where you think they're actually going to have a problem with that? Like, who cares? Like to you, if you're a white person, do you care if a black person goes and sees a movie with you? No, of course not. Nobody does. Nobody cares. It's fine. Go and see the stupid movie. You're going to have a great time. Anyway, so I just wanted to throw that out there. I just thought I really thought it was hilarious. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And with as much as the leftists want to say that, you know, conservatives and Republicans and people on the right are all racist, they're the ones that are doing this racist stuff. Like, stop being obsessed with race. It just doesn't matter. We're Americans, so who cares, you know? Anyway, so I'm curious to know what you think, and it's just weird, but yeah, if you haven't had a chance to to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and check out all the free material there. I've got a ton of stuff that you'll love. I've got a bunch of videos. I got a podcast that has the audio versions of these videos now. Every single day, you get a podcast, you get a free video. It's all free. Now, if you could hit the donate button and help me out. That would be amazing because again, I'm just running this off of my laptop and I want to do so much better for you guys. I want to have better equipment. I want to have better research materials. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that I want to do. But even making the videos the way I'm doing now, especially every day, and actually here, this is a big tip off for the next week or so, for the next 7 days or so, however long I decide to, you know, do this time, I will be in this hotel because usually I record these a week ahead of time. And because you know, I have a 9-to-5 job just like the rest of you, and I also have a family to feed and lights to keep on just like the rest of you. And doing this extra thing, it's not for me as much as it is for you because I love it. I do like doing this. But monetarily, you know, if we're just speaking financially, I could take it or leave it. Actually, right now, it's costing me money. So I don't mind doing it right now because it hasn't been a problem with providing for my family. And of course, the second that it does, I would have to stop. But at least right now, the cost in time and money out of my own pocket is, at least for now, worth it. But the problem is YouTube. YouTube doesn't want to give me accurate analytics on this channel, and that's another thing. Maybe I'll talk about next week. Yeah, we'll save that for next week. I'll talk about that next week. There's some funny business going on with YouTube, but we'll just say I'm not getting accurate ratings. You know, I'm not getting accurate revenue or nothing. So far more people are watching these videos than YouTube says. YouTube wants to say it's like 100 people. And next week I'll tell you why I know that to be false now. But anyway, so your donations support this show. It's the only reason I can even do this. If you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate, you could play a major role in helping me out because it really does help. Especially if you do a monthly donation, you can set it up to do a monthly deal. And the reason that that helps is because then when I do my finances, I can see, okay, well, every month I'm going to get, you know, as long as nobody like cancels or anything, I'm going to get at least this month so I can plan accordingly. It helps out a lot. But if you can't, that is okay because I certainly was in a place in my life where I couldn't donate financially to the things that I would have liked to. And so what you can do is you can donate your time. You know, you can either donate your time or money, and that's a big help. You can donate your time by sharing this video with your friends, getting people engaged, getting people to check out joshpackdisclosure.com, check me out on YouTube, or even check out Skywatch TV, check out Into the Multiverse, all the other stuff I'm involved in, and any of that stuff. If you find it helpful, if you just don't like it, then, you know, that's fine. That's okay. I don't know what you're doing here anyway. But if you just don't like it, then that's okay. But if you find it helpful and you want to help support it, there's two really good ways on how to do it. You can support it financially, or you can support it with your time. And really, the time thing is like the easy way to go, because you can only takes a couple seconds to share a video. Well, I'll add a third one. You can support us with your prayer, and that's probably the most important thing. That's the biggest deal. Pray for me. Pray for everybody who's involved in helping things go along that I want to do. Pray for Skywatch, pray for Tom Horn, pray for the whole Skywatch team, pray for Into the Multiverse. Prayer is a big deal, and it costs you nothing, and it's probably the most effective thing. Actually, I shouldn't even say probably, it just is. It's the most effective thing. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. So anyway, let me know what you think about the movie, what you think about all this race stuff, and I love you guys. I really do. I thank God so much for you every day. My audience, not only on this channel, but on Into the Multiverse, on Skywatch TV, on all that stuff. So thank you so much. And until tomorrow, I'll tell you what's been going on with YouTube. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.